Wall against Bradley for three. John Wall, what a shot!
Yeah, no, but the runner's always the best. I couldn't help rushing up.
Oh my gosh, it's an unbelievable breaking.
Roger has won the Grand Slam again, the one and only.
He pitched in the three. He got it.
Take down the turrets. They did it. RNG, roll, you'll never give up.
Amazing. Equalized. He did it.
He goes again. Toti, the king of Rome.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go!
Good evening, my dear audience. You are listening to the World Sports News. Welcome back. I'm Steve.
Good evening, guys. I'm Carmen.
Now, let's have a brief look at what essential sports news happened this week. Firstly, a 53-year-old man remained in a critical condition after he was attacked on Friday before Liverpool's Champions League semi-final against Roma. Two men from Rome, aged 25 and 26, had been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, Merseyside police said. Sean Cox, from Durban, country mayor in the Irish Republic, had a head injury and is being treated in hospital. Liverpool FC said it was shocked and appalled and gave out full support. The attack happened outside Albert Park in Walton Bragg Road before kickoff. Mr. Cox had been described as a long-serving and popular member of the St. Peter's GAA football club in Dunboy.
Then the next, Mohamed Salah was named Professional Footballers Association Player of the Year on Sunday. 2 days later, he established himself as one of the best in Europe. On a memorable European night at Anfield, the Egyptian scored twice and made two more goals and left-footed Roma 5-2 in the first leg of their Champions League semi-final.
In addition, he now had 43 goals in 47 appearances this season, a record that does not look out of place next to the elite attacking players in the game: Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Neymar. And there have been calls for him to be the next winner of the most prestigious individual accolade in world football.
Then the Rugby U, with the first ever Premier 15's final approaching on Sunday, bosses of English rugby accepted female players to be paid and club leave in the future. And the Harlequins ladies and the Saracen women prepare to face each other in the league's showpiece. The Rugby Football Union's women's head of performance, Nikki Postford, said that payments will happen probably sooner rather than later. It's very much down for the clubs to drive that, she said. RFU Director of Professional Rugby, Nigel Marvler, is absolutely sure humans are coming.
Another piece of news, another Mohamed Salah masterclass helped Liverpool take control of their Champions League semi-final. But two late Roma away goals gave the Italian side a glimmer of hope for the second leg. Liverpool, who last reached the final in 2007, repeatedly breached the visitors' natively high defensive side, and scored five times in the opening 68 minutes at a record Anfield. Salah, who has now scored 43 goals since his summer move from Roma, scored twice and assisted two other goals. he curled his first into the top corner of the edge of the box, then clipped the ball over Allison for a second.
Another piece of news is about football. Two Italy men had been charged over violence before Liverpool's Champions League semi-final against Roma, in which a man was left seriously injured. Philip Lombardi, 20, had been charged with violent disorder and wounding, grievous bodily harm, and Daniel, 29, is charged with violent disorder. They will appear at South Lefton Magistrates Court later. Sean Cox, 53, remains in hospital in a critical condition. Edel Nanelli, 28, who is also from Italy, has been charged after reports that coins were thrown during the game. He was charged with throwing a missile onto a football playing area under the Football Act 1991, and will also appear in court later.
Next team, England batsman Alastair Cook said he understands the proposed 100-ball competition, but that test and first-class circuit should be protected. The England and Wales Cricket Board want to introduce the format into its new city-based tournament from 2020. There has to be a place for 5-day or 4-day circuit, former England captain Cook, 33, told BBC Sport. The difference for me is the satisfaction of a long game compared to the thrill of a shorter game.
Well, that's all for this week's World Sports News. The next is Highlight Games. See you next time at the same time. I'm Carmel. Bye.
I'm Steve. Bye.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's highlight game. I'm Matt.
Hi, I'm Letty. Today, let's talk about the Thunder confronted the Jazz in the playoff on April 26.
You know, that game goes dramatically. Well, the Thunder's three giants, Russell Westbrook, scored 18 points in the third quarter, totally 15 points, 15 rebounds and 70 assists. And Paul George was another player with 34 points and 8 rebounds. Carmelo Anthony scored 7.
And the Jazz, Donovan Mitchell scored 23 points, Joe 16 points and 5 rebounds. Rudy Gobert, 5 fouls, get 11 points and 10 rebounds. Derek Favors, 10 points. Richie Rubio, 10 points, 12 rebounds and 7 assists. Substitute Jay Claude, 27. To our surprise, the Jazz horribly lost 66 points in the second half.
As you may know, the Thunder appear to lack of the organization's toughness in front of the Jazz. While the Jazz rookie was extremely mature and the team was well trained, that's why the Thunder went to the 1-2-3 dilemma. So the Thunder had to change today's game. George has allowed to defend opposing team score Mitchell, leaving Brown out, but the fact was not good. It was 4 minutes 26 seconds left in the first quarter. Brown hit a 3-point with 17-13 lead, but Claude was still 3-point away. And then he broke through the score in 6 points, and the Jazz had advantage over the Thunder with 22-70 after Ingles made 3-pointers. After that, Claude and Ingles was able to get 3 more points, and the Jazz ended the quarter in 34-29.
Wayne Miley had 8 minutes and 24 seconds in the second quarter. Westbrook gets strongly into the basket, but in the face of Gobert's defense, he lost the ball and become angry from embarrassment. Drag Gobert's hand in intentionally, put him in the free throw line. The scene was almost a reflection of the series, and Westbrook was tough, but also a little uncool. After 2 free throws, the Jazz extended their lead to double digits, leading 39-29. For Thunder, the biggest problem was the loss of the defense, which made it not scored in 4 minutes, half of the quarter played. and Westbrook just had scored 6 points, and the rest of the team were still missing. And the Thunder missed a free throw in the second quarter. In the final 11 seconds of this quarter, Mitchell made 4 free throws. He made a foul on his 3-point strike, and the Thunder made a technical foul on the country after 4 free throws. The Jazz took a 56-41 lead. It's reasonable on the court and maintains responsible space. The attacking efficiency is also very high, and Gobert was stationed in the basket, leaving Westbrook helpless.
Well, the trouble with Jazz is that Gobert is in full trouble. After the third quarter, they had a 25-point advantage with a score of 71-46. With the miracles arriving, Westbrook started invincible mode. He made a 3-point hit, then broke through again, and the Thunder launched the furious counter-attack to get a score 64-74. In frustration, the Jazz coach, Senator, had to gamble and change Gobert, and he quickly took 5 fouls and had to leave. Westbrook continued to attack, scoring 3 points in the final 1 minute 22 seconds. The Thunder scored 37 points and recovered 25 points to make it 78-78. Westbrook scored 20 points and turned the game around.
That's creepy. Both Gobert and the Fibers were in full trouble, and that gave the Thunder a chance to escape. The outbreak at Westbrook has unexpected. The Thunder overtook the game in the fourth quarter, and the two sides went into a tug of war.
And still the Lightning, the Thunder depend on the indispensable Westbrook. And the fourth quarter with 3 minutes 41 seconds left, he shot a 3 shot with a 102-95 lead. After the Jazz made it 99-102, George hit a 3-pointer, and the Thunder settled the ground.
Ultimately, Westbrook also made a shot with 1 minute 22 seconds left in the game, leading the Thunder with a 107-99, and the Thunder did a miraculous turnaround.
I can't believe that Westbrook is like an ever-moving engine, leading the Thunder out of the trouble. George realized the situation, started scoring points crazily, and now I still dip into the Westbrook invisible shield.
You are right, the game is so fantastic, and I didn't guess the outcome at all. Thunder made an unbelievable record. You know, that's why the NBA game is so attractive. Time goes quickly. Now, let's say goodbye.
Bye, stay tuned.
Bye.
I'm Ada.
We are bringing you the prediction of the series between the Golden State Warriors and the New Orleans Pelicans. Stephen Curry resumed full practice with a contact and could play for the defending champion, Golden State Warriors, as soon as Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals, Saturday night against New Orleans.
Curry looked strong as he practiced Thursday, wearing a protective brace over his sprained left knee, which has sidelined him since the injury March the 23rd, the same day he returned from a 6-game absence because of a hurt right ankle. Coach Steve Kerr calling Curry questionable for Saturday. That could change if the two-time NBA MVP still feels fine Friday, and is fine after one more day of full practice before the Pelicans visit Oracle Arena to begin the best-of-seven series.
Steph practiced 100%. He did everything. He looked good, Kerr said. What we have to do is see how his body responds the rest of the day. Put him through another practice tomorrow. I think he needs to string together 2 good days, but it was very positive today. I think it's been coming along pretty well. When we were in San Antonio, I was asked a question about how he was doing. I think I was able to give an answer. He's doing great, but we haven't ramped him yet. I think today was an important day because it's the first time that he's actually gone live. I think today was an important day because it's the first time he's actually gone live action. He was allowed to go through practice and he appears fine.
Curry went through his usual shooting work with Kevin Durant from various spots after practice, cutting and exhibiting his fancy footwork and dribbling skills. The Warriors have played well without their floor leader, eliminating the San Antonio Spurs in Game 5 of the first round series with a 99-91 win Tuesday night.
The Pelicans will present a different, faster pace for the Warriors, so getting Curry back to push the ball and direct the offense will be important. Andre Iguodala, the 2015 NBA Finals MVP, started in the first round in his place with Quinn Cook handled point guard duties, late in the regular season with Curry out.
"We are excited. I know he's very eager to play," said Klay Thompson. "He's a competitor, so sitting out I know kills him. We can't wait for him to get back whenever that is." During Curry's absence, we saw how much Durant can do for the team based on his incredible body and skills. He is a cold-blooded killer who can get points and contribute to the defensive part somehow. They should never be underestimated. After all, Golden State achieved the championship last year.
The New Orleans Pelicans earned their first series sweep in franchise history and their first series win in a decade. After knocking off the Portland Trail Blazers on Saturday, it's the only time since 2001 a team seeded 6 or lower has swept a first-round playoff series. This episode will be fueled by heroic efforts of Anthony Davis and Jrue Holiday, who combined for his historic closeout performance. Davis, in particular, put his name alongside Hall of Fame players after scoring a game-high 47 points as New Orleans pushed its way to the Western Conference semifinals.
Davis and Holiday became just the third pair of teammates to each score at least 40 points on 60% shooting in the same playoff game. The other duos are Jalen Rose and Reggie Miller and Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler.
According to their amazing performances, especially when Rondo, full of the playoff experience, seems to be fitting the new team and becoming more important than before. Someone even joked that he looks more likely to be the coach than Gentry, because of his great instinct in the field of basketball, which can be pretty helpful. Although Cousins wouldn't return in the following matches this season, Miritich, who newly joined Pelicans, was in good condition, so that he may help the team more than we think, in line with Kerr's comments.
"As they both quickly defeated their rivals, I'm really looking forward to a fantastic collision in which I prefer Pelicans would win because of their passions."
Well, in my opinion, I think Warriors can gain the victory. We'll see.
Thanks for listening. I'm Ada. See you next week. Bye.
See you next time.
Hello, my audience. Welcome to The Great. I'm Cassio. Today we'll introduce a hot basketball player, Stephen Curry. He was born on March 14, 1988 in Akron, Ohio, USA. A professional basketball player in the United States is a team god who plays for the NBA Golden State Warriors. In 2009, through the draft into the NBA has been effective in Warriors. Rookie season selected for the best rookie first team. 2014 to 2015 season with the Warriors won the NBA championship. Twice elected regular season MVP. Twice selected the best team first team. Four times selected All-Star game wise starting lineup. Curry in 2010 with the US team won the world championship in Turkey. In 2014 with the US team won Spanish Basketball World Cup. He's good at dribbling jumper. Shooting can cover the entire halftime. Curry ball excellent. You can fend one-on-one through the ball to find a shot opportunity. A large number of three from the dry pole. As body is thin, Curry is not easy to enter the restricted area, playing the lack of aggressive. Curry is not really the traditional point guard, but he projected too much deterrent force. It is easy to attract opponent's defense attack. Library to create teammate scoring opportunity is very strong. But Curry is also prone to mistakes, sometimes adventure pass.
About his personal life, his wife is Ayesha Alexander Curry, who is known in church activities where both parents are involved. Although after graduation from high school two different paths, Ayesha went to Los Angeles to their own entertainment dream, and Curry chose to play basketball. But separated, the two did not let the two romance termination. July 30, Curry and his girlfriend ended nearly 4 years of the long-distance bromance, officially married. And his father named Dale Curry was the 20th century, the 18th and 19th NBA famous shooter. 1993 to 94 season won the annual Best 6 Man. 1998 to 1999 season took 46.7% of the Heat rates to become the regular season Three Kings. Curry has been his father as his idol. Additionally, Curry is quite active in social activities. He participated in the former Warriors player Matt Barnes launched the Player Against the Cancer charity tournament. Against both sides is Warriors and the 2007 Warriors. Curry contributed 34 points and 30 rebounds and 12 assists to help the Warriors to 158-153 victory over the 2007 Warriors to win. February 11, 2014, NBA official announced that the Golden State Warriors defined Stephen for the San Francisco Bay Area Community Building a Strong Assistance and Charity Initiatives won the January CARE Community Assistance Award. It is reported that Curry donated $10,000 to the charity to help those in need of help in Bay Area. The bromance point guard for the Golden State Warriors. Last season, he had made 217 3-pointers, which broke the NBA record held by Ray Allen, and then his team to the conference semifinal in the playoffs. His father, Dale Curry, one of the best shooters in NBA history, hands down the basketball titan to him. Although he was neither tall or strong, he became the most unstoppable scorer with his shooting ability in the NCAA. In 1909 NBA drafts, Stephen was picked at the 6th place by the Warriors. His rookie year was impressive. However, unfortunately, he struggled with ankle injuries which forced him to miss so many games that even those experts became suspicious on his future. Thankfully, Stephen finally went through his difficult time, just as my description at the beginning. Now the new playoffs is beginning. Base team is already there. Will Stephen really manage to be greater team leader and bring his team to a higher stage? We'll see. That's all for today. See you next time. I'm Cassio. Bye.
Hey there. Welcome back to You Man. This is Alex again. Last week, we talked about cricket, which belongs to one of the three groups of club hall games. Today, we're going to know another kind, called squash. Squash is a board sport played by two or four players in a four-walled court with a small hollow rubber ball. The players must alternate in striking the ball with their racket and hit the ball onto the playable surfaces of the four walls of the court. The game was formerly called squash rackets, a reference to the squashable soft ball used in the game. The use of strength rackets is shared with tennis, which dates from the late 16th century, though is more directly descended from the game of rackets from England. In rackets, instead of hitting over a net, as in sports such as tennis, players hit a squeezable ball against walls. Squash was invented in Harrow School out of the older game rackets around 1830, before the game spread to other schools, eventually become an international sport. The first courts built at this school were rather dangerous because they were near water pipes, buttresses, chimneys, and ledges. The school soon built four outside courts. Natural rubber was the material of choice for the ball. Students modified their rackets to have a smaller reach to play in these cramped conditions. In the 19th century, the game increased in popularity with various schools, clubs, and even private citizens building squash courts, but with no set dimensions. The first squash court in North America appeared at St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire, in 1884. In 1904 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the earliest national association of squash in the world was formed as the United States Squash Rackets Association, now known as U.S. Squash. In April 1907, the Tennis, Rackets, and Fives Association set up a subcommittee to set standards for squash. Then the sport soon formed, combining the three sports together, called squash. As we've seen that the rackets are really like the tennis one, let's find its difference. Standard rackets are governed by the rules of the game. Traditionally, they were made of laminated wood with a small strong area using natural gut strings. After rule change in the mid-1980s, they are now almost always made of composite materials or metals with synthetic strings. Modern rackets have maximum dimensions of 686 millimeters long and 215 millimeters wide, with a maximum strong area of 500 square centimeters. And a court. The squash court is a plain surface surrounded by four walls. The court surface contains a front line separating the front and back of the court, and a half court line separating the left and right hand sides of the back portion of the court, creating three boxes: the front half, the back left quarter, and the back right quarter. Both the back two boxes contain smaller service boxes. The floor markings on the squash court are only relevant during services. So, how to play? A key strategy in squash is known as the dominating the tee. The intersection of the red lines near the center of the court, shaped like the letter T, where the player is in the best position to retrieve the opponent's next shot. Skilled players will return a shot and then move back toward the T before playing the next shot. From this position, the player can quickly access any part of the court to retrieve the opponent's next shot with a minimum of movement and possibly maximizing the movement required by the opponent to answer the return shot. A common strategy is to hit the ball straight up the side of walls to back corners. This is the basic squash shot, referred to as a rail, a straight drive, wall, or length. After hitting this shot, the player will then move to the center of the court near the tee to be well placed to retrieve the opponent's return. Attacking with soft or short shots to the front corners causes the opponent to cover more of the court and may result in an outright winner. Well, these are just some basic skills, and why not try to find more? That's all for today's You Man. I'm Alex. See ya.
Cast producer Ada 徐阳 ，Anchor
Letty 雷霆
，Steve 赵月阳
，Journalist
Cassio 倪文
，Colin 韩文轩
，Alex 张恒琪
，William 段玉锦
，Carmel 王韵梦
，Matt 龚高望九。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。